Good afternoon. From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Juneau's homeless shelter is once again offering daytime meals and other services after stopping them in August due to safety concerns. The Glory Hall's executive director, Kaya Quinto, says there were multiple instances of violence and threats this summer that put the safety of the shelter staff and clients at risk. She said it was getting harder to continue serving the community at all.
So the reason why we closed day services was because the environment outside on Teal Street was just pretty dangerous and chaotic, which then transferred inside of the facility and made the facility dangerous and chaotic.
The shelter closed its doors to people who didn't already have an assigned bed there, with few exceptions. In November, the city again cleared the encampment that had built up outside the shelter, and people haven't set up there again. The shelter renovated its entrance to have a two-door system instead of one, allowing staff more control of who's allowed inside. Quinto says things calmed down enough to open services safely yesterday morning.
With the encampment moved and the temperature and the weather and our improvements made to the front of the building, we're feeling pretty confident about opening day services now.
It's only been a couple of days, but Quinto says people are using the services. And the reopening comes at a good time. Juneau is expected to see single-digit and below-zero temperatures this week and into next. The Glory Hall serves meals at 8:30 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. each day. The city-funded emergency warming shelter opens at 9 a.m. each night until 7 a.m. and offers transportation to the Glory Hall. Officials say to be prepared, as Juneau is expected to see frigid temperatures starting this weekend and stretching into the next couple of weeks. The National Weather Service issued a cold weather advisory for Thursday through Sunday and a high wind watch for the weekend. The forecast shows that a Taku wind event is very likely and could start as early as Friday evening. The strongest gusts of around 60 miles an hour are predicted to blow through Saturday. Wind chill temperatures could reach as low as negative 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Without wind chill, temperatures are expected to range from the teens to negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit through Sunday. Jeff Garman is the meteorologist in charge at the National Weather Service in Juneau.
We could see some periods, especially where we have the higher winds, that frostbite is going to be a real danger. And that's where dressing in layers, covering up is important.
He says the wind could also whip up freezing ocean spray, which can cover boats in ice and make maritime travel dangerous. Garman says this December is on track to break weather records.
It's looking like the numbers are shaping up for this, you know, to be the coldest we've seen in over 30 years in southeast Alaska. It's a little unusual to go through like a 2 to almost 3 week period and be as cold as we are.
He says typically cold snaps in Juneau last just a few days instead of weeks. Garman says this one is caused by a consistent flow of strong polar air moving in from interior Alaska and Canada. In dangerous conditions, officials say it's important to be prepared in case utilities fail. There's been a string of power outages in Juneau this month. Ryan O'Shaughnessy, the city's emergency programs manager, says to stock up on non-perishable foods, drinking water, blankets, flashlights, and batteries in case the power goes out.
It's really important to be careful using candles for light and to heat your home. That can pretty quickly turn into a fire hazard.
To prevent pipes from freezing and bursting, he says to keep taps dripping, and he suggests keeping extra blankets and warm clothes in the car in case it breaks down. Garman says a possible snowstorm could come through Juneau around Christmas and may bring warmer maritime air that would pull temperatures out of the negatives. But he says it's still too far out to be confident. And a U.S. Forest Service plan to revamp the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center to accommodate more tourists could be upended by a lawsuit brought by a nearby homeowner. As KTOO's Alex Solomon reports, Juneau's top tourist attraction might have to consider stemming the flow of visitors instead.
Catherine Miller has lived near the Visitor Center for about 22 years.
It's my backyard, and I do spend quite a bit of time there.
Last July, she sued the Forest Service, claiming the agency violated the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, when it designed its visitor center improvement plan. The plan expands facilities and increases the cap on the number of visitors allowed to come through commercial tour operators. Miller's lawsuit argued that the Forest Service planned the project to accommodate more tourism without considering other options, which it's legally required to do. In September, a federal court agreed and ruled in her favor. Now she's requesting that the U.S. District Court for Alaska throw out the improvement plan altogether. The Forest Service is asking the court to leave the plan in place, arguing there's a serious possibility the agency would reach the same decision to deal with existing overcrowding. But Miller says it matters how the federal government arrives at decisions.
federal agencies like the Forest Service manage resources on behalf of the U.S. public and their public resources. And I think it's important to hold agencies accountable to include us in that process in a realistic way.
On top of increasing the number of visitors tour companies can bring to the area, the improvement plan includes building a new welcome center and 5 new cabins, improving the existing visitor center, paving more parking lots, and expanding trails. According to the court decision, the improvements are based on an assumption that tourism will grow 2% each year and the agency's position that it should strive to meet that demand. In its ruling, the court found the agency's options for improving the facilities were all narrowly focused on facilitating more tourism. None focused on restricting the number of visitors. Miller says the Forest Service should have considered a wider range of options, not just supporting tourism growth.
Because this isn't something that's necessary, it's something that you want to do. And so you need to explain, you know, why that's better than figuring out a better carrying capacity.
The annual visitor capacity for the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center is roughly 500,000. The improvement plan allows for nearly double that, with the vast majority allocated to commercial use. But to avoid having the plan thrown out, the Forest Service argues it can simply delay raising the capacity and revise lines in the plan that mention the 2% projected tourism growth. And despite citing significant congestion, the Forest Service doesn't have a system for consistently tracking how many people go to the visitor center each year. That's according to Paul Robbins, a spokesperson for the Tongass National Forest. He said a safe estimate is probably around 700,000 per year. Robbins declined to comment on the status of the improvement plan due to the ongoing lawsuit. He said agency staff plan to address deferred maintenance at the visitor center in the fall of 2026, work that was supposed to happen this year. It includes things like lighting, HVAC, flooring, and painting. He said this maintenance is not part of the improvement project. It's unclear when the court will decide whether to throw out the improvement plan, as Miller wants, or choose a different way to address the Forest Service's violation. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.
And two finalists in the running for fire chief at Capital City Fire Rescue got a chance to share their vision for the fire department during public presentations earlier this week. Juneau City Manager is expected to make a decision next week. KTOO's Clarice Larson tells us more.
Finalist Sean Weisner, who presented on Monday, has been the fire chief for Alyeska Pipeline Fire and Rescue in Valdez since 2012. He spent more than 20 years in emergency service leadership roles. He founded a consulting firm that specializes in helping organizations be resilient and improve their performance.
Been in leadership positions in all sorts of complex municipal, industrial, backcountry, and critical infrastructure environments, and I think that gives me a unique perspective on a place like Juneau.
Weisner says he's had his eye on Juneau since he visited the capital city in 2022 to compete in the Ironman Alaska race. The other finalist, Tom Hatley, presented on Tuesday. He served as the deputy chief for the Spokane Valley Fire Department in Washington until April of this year, when he left due to a family medical reason. He's had more than 30 years of experience in fire service, holding positions like fire chief, assistant fire chief, and fire marshal at multiple agencies in the Northwest. Hatley says he was drawn to the position because of the complexities of Juneau's fire and emergency medical services needs. He pointed to its lack of outside support, large service area, and seasonal population surges. CCFR services more than 3,200 square miles.
This unique operating environment is why CCFR must focus on prevention, system resilience, workforce sustainability, and community-centered service delivery.
Hatley says as chief, he would focus on addressing staffing problems in the department, especially retaining the department's current employees. The fire department has struggled with staffing shortages, which union officials say have led to burnout. They say it's driving people away from the department.
Retention must come before recruitment. Hiring new people is important, but keeping experienced, well-trained personnel in what maintains service, quality, and organizational stability.
Weisner says his strategy for strengthening the department is focusing on staff's mental health. He says he wants the department to be a place where employees feel empowered and supported when they need help.
Emotional intelligence and emotional literacy is one of the tools we can use to, some tools that we can use to get there and to create a better culture within the organization and to foster stronger mental health.
Both finalists say they also want to increase transparency, leadership development, and community engagement. The new chief will replace the outgoing fire chief, Rich Etheridge, who announced his plans to retire in September. He's been at the helm of Capital City Fire and Rescue for more than 15 years. The annual salary listed on the city's website for the position is between $126,000 and $162,000. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And to see each candidate's resume, go to this story on ktoo.org. And a Juneau musician is giving his final organ performance at the State Office Building this Friday. TJ Duffy is retiring after 16 years of live concerts on the nearly century-old instrument. The theater organ concert will mostly feature holiday music, according to a press release. He'll also perform Christmas carols that audience members can sing along to. In the release, Duffy said he's retiring as a state employee at the end of the year and thought it'd be a good time to retire from the organ concerts as well. The theater organ is located at the State Office Building and is the only publicly available instrument of its kind in Alaska. Duffy is one of several musicians who regularly performs on Fridays. The nearly 100-year-old instrument is nearing the end of its usable life. Repairing it would cost more than $250,000 and require shipping it to Portland, Oregon for a year. Duffy's final concert will be this Friday at noon at the State Office Building. And the United States Coast Guard and Sitka Search and Rescue is searching for two overdue mariners near Sitka today. In an email to KCAW, Sitka Police Department spokesperson said the police received a call asking for a welfare check on two missing boaters around 7 p.m. last night. Sitka Fire Department EMT said the two missing men, one in his 30s and another in his 50s, were last seen on Friday, December 12th around 11 p.m. They took off in a 12-foot silver and blue Lund boat from Back Beach and planned to travel to a float house in Camp Coogan Bay, about 5 nautical miles southeast of Sitka. And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 18 degrees and it might be snowing a little bit. There is a cold weather advisory starting tomorrow evening until December 21st. And also during that time, there's a high wind watch in effect on December 20th and the 21st. We're expecting to see temperatures in the low teens tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. This is KTOO.